This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports more Gaza women and children have been killed in Israeli strikes.
Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have killed at least 16 people in the Gaza Strip, including 5 women and 4 children. A strike early Monday had flattened a home in the built-up Nuseirat refugee camp in central Gaza. The Al-Dar hospital, which received the bodies, confirmed the toll and said another 13 people were wounded. Hospital records show that the dead included a mother, her child and her 5 siblings. Israel says it only targets militants and accuses Hamas and other armed groups of endangering civilians by operating in residential areas. The military rarely comments on individual strikes, which often kill women and children. I'm Charles Villadesma.
FBI is calling an incident Sunday at former U.S. President Donald Trump's golf club another assassination attempt. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The former president is safe. Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course where the former president was playing around. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV the suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies. About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt, grazed in the ear by a bullet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai since 1949 has flooded roads with water and broken tree branches and knocked out power to some homes. Flights, ferries, and train services were suspended in the megacity and in neighboring provinces, disrupting travel during the mid-autumn festival. More than 60,000 emergency responders and firefighters were at hand to lend aid. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll was rising in central European countries on Sunday after days of heavy rains caused widespread flooding and forced evacuations. Several central European nations have already been hit by severe flooding, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. Slovakia and Hungary might come next as a result of low-pressure system from northern Italy, dumping record rainfall in the region since Thursday. The floods have claimed 6 lives in Romania, 1 each in Austria and Poland. In the Czech Republic, 4 people were swept away by waters and were missing, according to police. Mexico's president has signed the country's contested judicial reforms into law. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador announced on Sunday he had signed into law controversial judicial reforms, making Mexico the world's only country to elect all its judges by popular vote. The outgoing leftist leader signed the decree in a video posted on social media, calling it a historic day. Opponents and legal experts fear elected judges could be more vulnerable to pressure from criminals in a country where powerful drug cartels regularly use bribery and intimidation to influence officials. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
French authorities said Sunday that at least 8 people died trying to cross the English Channel. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Authorities spotted a boat that was carrying dozens of people in distress near a beach in the northern French town of Ambulteuse. A French rescue ship was deployed to the area but could not offer assistance at sea. Once they reached the shore, over 50 migrants were offered medical help. However, several died despite the emergency care provided. Authorities said survivors of the accident came from Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Iran. I'm Karen Chemas.
A billionaire spacewalker's back on Earth. SpaceX capsule carrying a tech entrepreneur, Jared Isaacman, and his crew splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas early Sunday. Their pre-dawn return ended a 5-day space flight that lifted them higher than anyone has traveled since NASA's spacewalkers. They pulled off the first private spacewalk on Thursday, testing brand new spacesuits, I should say. Isaacman shared the cost with SpaceX. He was joined on the mission by 2 SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force Thunderbird pilot. Isaacman has not said how much it cost him. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.